You're listening to the LifeSpring Church podcast. For more information about LifeSpring Church, please go to www.lifespringchurch.org.uk.
Little slips on Friday. Some of you probably will have had them too. Don't give them to Audrey. How does good King Wenceslas like his pizzas? One that's deep and crisp and even. There we go. That's it for today. Right. We're going to celebrate, as I speak today, I want to talk about Jesus, God's indescribable gift. And really, that's what Christmas is all about. If I was to ask you, or the person on the street, what comes to mind when we talk about Christmas, we'll probably end up with the usual answers. We have our traditions, and mostly I enjoy them. Nothing wrong with a bit of tradition from time to time. So for many of us, Christmas is about presents and carols, carol singing, parties, turkey, mince pies, Christmas trees, Christmas lights, even I'm getting into that one a bit more, Christmas shopping, Jackie enjoys, Christmas decorations, Santa, yeah, we have Santa stuff as well, and Christmas stockings and gold coins, etc., etc. For many, that's what Christmas is all about. Actually, I would like it to be cold and frosty. We're not quite working that out these days, are we? It's going to be warmer again tomorrow. With lots of snow, that would be an ideal Christmas for me, but for the Lucas family, maybe they're more used to Christmas on the beach, as Australians would celebrate in the summer. And all of that's okay. After all, it was the early Christians which adopted a pagan festival, and they Christianized it. And so by the 4th century, the birth of Jesus was celebrated across the world on Christmas Day. 25th of December, and we call that Christmas Day. But did you know, for most people, that is what Christmas is all about. Only a third of primary school children know Christmas has anything to do with Jesus. Many now don't have nativity plays, and the PC Brigade now feel Christmas would be an insult to those of other religions, which is totally ridiculous. But so we have holiday greetings and winter greetings. But Christmas is about Jesus, and it's about the goodness and greatness of God being revealed. And I want to read from John's Gospel, and I've changed a word, hope you don't mind. You'll notice the change which I've made, but the meaning is exactly the same, so I've changed a word to bring it to home to us a little bit more. So this is what the author says, John. In the beginning was the Son, and the Son was with God, and the Son was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Let me just quickly say, we were praying this morning, and I had this in my thinking as I was preparing, and I've not mentioned it later, but Christmas is about hope. There's a light shining in darkness. And if your life seems dark, if your life seems hard and difficult and stuff seems to be all around you and you don't know what the future's gonna hold, a light has come. Jesus has come, and he can shine in your hearts and bring hope and change the future. John goes on, he came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with physical birth resulting from human passion or a plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Son became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we've seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. Isn't Christmas amazing? The message just puts that last phrase like this. The Word, or the Son, that's the word I've changed, as you've noticed. The Son became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, like Father, like Son. This is the Christmas story. This is why we celebrate with awe and wonder. God moved house. He left heaven and he came to earth, became human and moved into our neighborhood, our world. God became one of us. Emmanuel, God really with us. Jesus, the Son from eternity, there before creation began, humbled himself to become a man. And as far as heaven is concerned, Christmas was ever only about one person, the Son from eternity, Jesus. Let's make him our focus too. Angels, a star, shepherds, wise men, all heralded this greatest act in all of history. But like today, most never realized the significance of this event and what was happening. But to those who did, their lives were changed forever. And that is still true today. Now, I don't actually know when Jesus was born. Some say September, some say March. All agree it wasn't December. But I do know on a specific day, at a specific time, over 2,000 years ago, hidden away in a cold and smelly, probably more like a cave than a stable, in a field near Jerusalem, near Bethlehem, a young virgin girl gave birth to a son, Jesus, the Savior of the world. And I'm not sure how easy it is for us to grasp that truth. The creator of the universe. And Matt's been leading us with songs about Jesus, but about his awesomeness, his greatness, his majesty. The one who holds the universe together. The one who sustains and gives life to all. The one who was there in the very beginning, outside of time, in and for eternity. He lays aside his deity, his majesty, his power, and he squeezes himself into the form of a little helpless babe, dependent on milk from his mother's breast and the warmth of a few blankets and the care of human parents to survive. Isn't that totally incredible? This is the gospel. This is the wonder of Christmas. The all-powerful God became vulnerable and weak and dependent on human kindness. That first Christmas was about heaven touching earth. God broke in, and heaven couldn't contain itself. The night sky lit with hundreds, maybe thousands of angels, heralding the birth of a Savior. Luke records it. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. The shepherds were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will be great joy to all the people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David." I like the suddenness in the Bible, don't you? Another one here. Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." Wow. What a celebration. What a celebration. It's all about him. And 600 years earlier, Isaiah prophesied. In fact, Matt's already read it. I'm going to read it again. He prophesied these words of hope. And then I just want to look at some of his names. But this is what he says. "For a child is born..." This would have made nonsense to the hearers. They wouldn't have understood, and yet the mystery, there was something about it that gave them hope and promise for a future. "A child is born to us. A son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end." If you're lacking in hope, this is where hope is. When he comes, and he's come already, he's come to establish a kingdom, and it's going to never stop increasing. He will rule with fairness and justice, Isaiah goes on to say, from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. But first notice this, a child has been born to us. A son given to us. Isn't that amazing grace? So undeserved. The greatest Christmas gift of all time, given to you and given to me. He gave him for you and for me. His name will be called Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. The message goes on to say, he'll take over the running of the world. He was born to be king. Many are happy to sing about little baby Jesus, wrapped up in little blankets in a cold stable. But don't be deceived. He came to take over the running of the world. Do you get that too? He was born to be king. Herod had every reason to be concerned, because someone far greater than him had been born, the king of all kings. So great was this king that he conquered everything that stood against his kingdom. Sin, sickness, death, and even the devil himself. And he came to save you, and he came to be your king too. No wonder heaven couldn't contain itself. It was a bit more noisy than we are today. God's amazing plan of salvation was being worked out through his son. And just look at these names. Just want to make a few comments before we close. He will be called Wonderful Counselor. The Hebrew for wonderful, it's about things, well, it's too wonderful, beyond understanding, and certainly beyond human ability. And this is Jesus. The words used to describe wonders, miracles, and of course the greatest wonder of all, the child being born, God becoming human. And Isaiah says, Wonderful Counselor. He prophesied he will be anointed with the spirit of counsel and power. Other kings need their advisors, but this king will have perfect wisdom and understanding because God's spirit was upon him. So, Wonderful Counselor, a clear statement of deity. This child is God, and he's a sign, and he's a wonder. Number two, Mighty God, or Strong God. The Hebrew word alludes to hero, but much greater than a hero like Moses or Abraham or David. This is a divine hero. He's going to do amazing acts. And this is what Isaiah was prophesied. And when he came, he did. He healed the sick. He cast out the demons. He raised the dead. He turned water into wine. That was a good one. He walked on the water. He did amazing things, even conquering death itself. There's no hero like this son who was born to us. Death couldn't hold him. Our mighty God, our divine hero, overcame death. There's no greater hero than this babe, Jesus, the Christ, the Savior of the world. And he's our champion too. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. Interesting title for a son. Literally, Father of Eternity. We've already read. But he was there in the very beginning. And he will be there at the very end. He is Alpha and he's Omega, the beginning and the end. He existed before the world was created. And his attributes are that of his Father, full of love and care towards his children. We read, we beheld his glory, full of grace and truth. Or as the message puts it, like Father, like Son. Jesus came and demonstrated, showed us what God's really like. Full of grace, full of truth. The Son in eternity, and yet the Father of eternity too. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Or Prince of Wholeness, as the message puts it. You see, he came to bring so much more than peace as we understand peace. You know, the absence of conflict. The word shalom, it includes wholeness, it's health, salvation, it's prosperity. It's a feeling of contentment and completeness, of well-being and harmony. This is Jesus, the Prince of Peace, this child ushering in a kingdom of wholeness and peace that goes on forever. And all of those things which I've just described to you there as Prince of Peace, he gives to you because he's been born to us, a child given to us. This is God's amazing Christmas gift, Jesus, the Prince of Peace. So these names, these titles describe this child who was to be born 600 years later, a king whose kingdom is never going to stop increasing, a divine hero who through his death and resurrection made salvation and forgiveness of sin possible, the Father of eternity full of love and care towards mankind whom he came to save, and the Prince of Peace, establishing a kingdom of righteousness, joy and peace in the Holy Spirit, which never ends. This Jesus was that focus, was the focus on that eventful day. And do you know, he still is. Let's make him our focus too. Paul writes, thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. I've tried to describe him, but actually he's totally indescribable. Full of love, full of grace. God's gift to mankind, that we might be reconciled to him. Amen. Amen. Now, we've had a little bit of a medley so far, and I think I've asked for another one. I don't know whether it's going to happen. Are we doing it? As I was thinking about this message, as I was thinking about Christmas, and you know, we get so used to Christmas, so used to messages. I was thinking it's about goodness, it's about greatness, it's just a demonstration of God's love. And I love the way Sophie sings that song about he's so good. Oh, he's so good. Do you know the song I mean? And I said, Matt, can we sing that into Oh Come All Ye Faithful somehow and link the two together? And then I said, oh, but actually, Matt, let's sing about his goodness. And maybe we could go into God, you're so good. God, you're so good. You're so good to me. So I'm not quite sure how it's all going to work out together. But I want us to celebrate. I want us to focus. Let's stand together. I want us to really celebrate the goodness of God, because that's what Christmas is all about, his goodness and his greatness. And then hopefully we'll get to, oh come, let us adore him. Let us, he alone is worthy. Let's bring our praise, bring our worship, and choose to live for him. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks for listening. To find out more about LifeSpring Church, please go to www.lifespringchurch.org.uk.